Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we enter this last week of Advent, that you have fulfilled your promise and your faithfulness is known through the sending of your only begotten Son to be the Lord and Savior of our lives. And like the first reading said from the book of the prophet Micah, we want to make his greatness known to the ends of the earth. So use us as your humble servants to spread the joyful news that you are with us, you will never abandon us, and we can walk in confidence as children of God because of what you did for us on Calvary. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I'll try to keep my comments this morning brief because we have a guest speaker who's going to be addressing us after communion for the Catholic Community Services Appeal. And they do such wonderful work for the church. And so we're very happy to have them here this weekend. So I want to focus the comments primarily on the Gospel, the Visitation, one of my favorite mysteries of the Holy Rosary for a number of reasons. And I'll just share three of those with you. First and foremost, as Mary and Elizabeth were called in a special way to be part of God's plan of salvation, we too are called. Each of us is called by name. And I heard a teaching once, and you know, the devil gives you a number, but God calls you by name. There's nothing impersonal about our vocation, and each of us has a special way that God has asked us to serve him. And I love, as a priest, to help discern with people their vocation and their calling. How is God asking you to serve him? You know, for most of you as lay people, you're married, maybe some are widowed, but we can all do something great for God. All of us are called and empowered by the Holy Spirit through the grace of our baptism and confirmation to be beacons of light and to push back the darkness and to usher in the kingdom of God. And what a great gift that is to be part of his family. And so all of us are called by name to do something great for God. And Christmas is a wonderful time to rekindle that, the joy of our vocation of service to the Lord and to others. The second thing, and I think this is one of the most beautiful highlights of the Visitation, is it talks about the gift of spiritual friendship, that we don't walk alone and we need brothers and sisters that we know and can pray with and share our burdens with, that can encourage us and challenge us too. Maybe if we get on a little pity party and we start complaining about how bad everything is, I've got friends that can kind of give me a little gentle tap on the back or a kick in the hindquarters and say, hey, you know, you're not the only one suffering. In fact, somebody reminded me that yesterday. It wasn't that I was complaining, but that we're all united in our suffering for Christ and that we're supposed to be encouraging one another. And it's being connected with other believers that often helps keep our perspective hopeful, where we don't just detach. And you know, 1 Peter says about the enemy hunting you like a roaring lion, waiting to devour its prey. And when we're isolated, we often so lose our faith perspective because we don't have other brothers and sisters who can help us see that we're all in this together. And I have to say once again that the Friday night prayer group that we have here in the church and on Zoom has been such a blessing to me. And if you had asked me almost 24 years ago when I got ordained, you know, that this would be part of my life and such a source of encouragement, I'd say, what? You know, Zoom, what's Zoom? We didn't even have Zoom back then. We just had the internet. And what we do is we gather in the church on Friday evenings, and I set up the screen and the little projector, and I lead music a cappella. I'm too lazy to drag my keyboard over here, and I don't feel confident enough to play the guitar, even though I took it in junior high and college. It still twangs when I press the string, so I'm not quite confident. I'm working on it. But we sing some praise and worship songs, and then we just have a lot of silence. We just wait. We wait on the Lord in his presence. Do you have a word for us? And sometimes he gives us a scripture, sometimes somebody will have a word of knowledge or prophecy, but it's just a wonderful thing that I look forward to every Friday. Now, we won't be meeting next Friday because it's Christmas Eve, and the Friday after that because it's New Year's Eve, but after that, June 7th, or January 7th, we resume our meetings. But that has been such a wonderful source of encouragement, and it just reminds us that we need people in our lives that we share our faith with that can help us and encourage us. We don't walk alone, and God did not construct the body of Christ for each individual to do their own thing. We're supposed to be helping and praying and encourage one another, and especially during these difficult times where there's so much confusion in the world. And that leads me to the last thing. Serving God is all about joy. You know, here's Elizabeth with little John the Baptist in her womb, and he leapt for joy. Hey, cousin, you know, here's Jesus with Mary. And that the joy of the Holy Spirit was alive and active in these two women, these faithful women who had such a special role in salvation history. And that's the reality that we need to be celebrating during Christmas. And I realize that with the Omicron variant now, you know, people are shutting down, countries are shutting down again, people are worried. I get that, and we don't want to do stupid things that put our lives in jeopardy. We still need to be vigilant and sensible, but we also need to start talking about God and what God has done. I think we made an idol out of COVID, It's not the only thing in the world, folks. God stepped into human history definitively, and we're going to celebrate that on December 25th, that God formed a bond with humankind that cannot be broken, the prayer of reconciliation and the Eucharistic prayer. And who's talking about that? Who's sharing the good news with people that God is with us, Emmanuel? You know, we want to make sure that we're proclaiming the good news and not just getting into this doom and gloom that's all around us. And that doesn't mean, again, that we have to do things that are insensible, that, you know, jeopardize our health and everything. But it's time to open up our hearts and talk about what God is doing in our world today. I think people are suffocating and they lack hope because they're just focusing on all the horizontal things that are going on or they're not going on in the world today. And we need to hear about God. The first reading, you know, that God is with us and make his greatness known to the ends of the earth. Doesn't that sound like a great plan? I'm excited about it. Very excited about it. And I want to end with a scripture passage and a prayer. And this is one of my favorite ones from Romans. And this is not putting down food because we're all going to be preparing to eat wonderful meals. Hopefully I'll cook some of those for my parents who are coming over tomorrow. A lot of them will be pre-prepared. But, you know, food and drink are great, but this is about the kingdom of God. And this is Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of food and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. How many of you want joy in the Holy Spirit? Let's pray for it. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we continue our journey of Advent, and as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of your Son and to prepare for his second coming, for he will come back again to judge the living and the dead. We're about to say that in our creed. So we just ask you to help us be focused this week on the things that really matter, to not be frantically running around doing things that are not of importance, but focusing on you, love of you, and love of neighbor. And we pray in a special way for healing in our families, which are often so fractured. And we pray for members of families who no longer talk to one another for the grace of healing and reconciliation. And we pray that we would realize that every day of life we get is a gift and that we would use it wisely in your service and put you first as the priority of our lives, serving you in the kingdom of God and experiencing more of that joy in the Holy Spirit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.